With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Fiction writer Anne Beatty scoffs at those puffed-up assertions that she became the literary voice of those who came of age in the 1960s. She says she doesn't consider herself the spokesperson of anything. Beatty also puts to rest reports that she wrote her successful first novel, Chilly Scenes of Winter, in a mere 2 weeks.
I did the rough draft in about 6 weeks. Writers take so much flack for this, it means nothing. I mean, if in fact I had not had to revise a word, that wouldn't mean and wouldn't not mean anything about the quality of the work. Look at what Mozart wrote in 20 minutes.
But Anne Beatty admits she had good luck with Chilly Scenes of Winter.
I happened to type 70 words a minute. This one happened to go well in a lot of ways. When this book came out, was minus the first 50 pages because those were all thrown out, and it was revised. It was revised over a period of at least 6 to 9 months.
That was in 1976. Chilly Scenes was published simultaneously with Beatty's first short story collection, Distortions. Now, those books and the others in the Beatty canon are being republished as Vintage International paperbacks.
People had trouble getting them. In fact, I had trouble getting them. You know, I would go in Charlottesville to the local bookstore and they would try to order them, but it was just very hard to get them issued from the warehouse to the distributor and so on and so forth.
Also out in paperback is Beatty's most recent and perhaps most successful novel, Picturing Will, the story of a family in disintegration. For spring reading, there's Anne Beatty's new collection of short stories, What Was Mine, out in May from Random House. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Anne Beatty is a meticulous writer of fiction who sometimes gets inspiration from eavesdropping on the voices around her, such as people talking in a restaurant.
It's always great. You always, you know, you think, oh, no, this might be boring. Never. It's always great. It has a beginning, middle, and end. It's more brilliant than anything you could think of. It's so far out, it has to be true. And there's nothing to do with it. It's someone else's story, you know. In fact, I listen to overheard conversation all the time, to the extent that any friend of mine is used to hitting me over the head repeatedly if we're in a restaurant.
Don't listen to this.
Yeah. That's the only way to get my attention is to slug me, because I'm listening to everything but, my friend that's sitting at the table.
Most well-written stories have a beginning, a middle, and an end, but Anne Beatty notes that's not true in real life.
You don't live your daily life in terms of a beginning, middle, and end. In fact, most days...
It never ends, that's why.
Yeah, it never ends. It's not as though everything is wrapped up very neatly in life. I find more often that people speak, you know, out of a sense of anxiety or tenuousness or whatever it is, because things are not resolved.
Vintage Contemporaries is republishing all of Anne Beatty's books in paperback, beginning with her first novel, Chilly Scenes of Winter. Anne Beatty's newest collection of short stories, What Was Mine, will be published in May by Random House. Anne Beatty says she taps out her stories and novels the old-fashioned way, on a typewriter.
I mean, I don't even have a word processor.
Why?
It's a good question. Because I took a course in how to work one of the things, and I failed the course. It was very traumatic.
Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.